Ah, Simsville, where breaking news usually involves man-eating cow plants, malfunctioning servos, or fairy-related workplace incidents. And with this first issue of the Simsville Sentinel, we're officially documenting the chaos for future generations or whoever survives it. Today's top story. The Sim Nation government has quietly purchased and demolished the long vacant estate at 2 Sim Lane, and in record time has replaced it with a big, beautiful, absolutely not ominous ivory mansion. Officials claim it will serve as the headquarters for a, quote, unnamed, entirely normal, definitely benevolent branch of government. They assure the public that everything is completely safe, as long as everyone follows several dozen unspecified rules and guidelines which they refuse to elaborate on. More updates as our reporters figure out what those rules are, preferably before accidentally breaking any of them. In other news, Simsville High School has officially released students for winter break, triggering a townwide increase in noise complaints, teen angst, and suspiciously high purchases of hot cocoa. Educators say the break will give students time to rest, recharge, and absolutely forget everything taught this semester, ensuring a smooth, chaotic return in January. And that wraps up the first issue of the Simsville Sentinel, your trusted source for truth, rumors, and everything in between. Stay safe, stay curious, and remember, if something strange happens in town, it's probably a Tuesday. This is Jeffrey Crumplebottom. The Simsville Sentinel is a fully fictional, fan-made news source, no affiliation with Electronic Arts or Maxis, just good old-fashioned SimNation storytelling.